Saturday morning, the Experts Program continues. Nan Lesnick's with us, and we're going to talk about retirement. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, we got on a topic the other day. Our general topic is always retirement, but we're talking about dodging the 9 top elder frauds. Elder financial abuse is a big problem in America, and people have worked their entire lives, Nan, to save for their retirement, and you don't want to fall victim to some sort of scam and lose everything that you've worked for over the past 40 or 50 years, and yet constantly we read sad tales of people who answered the telephone and they fell for some stupid come on because they thought it was the real deal, and without consulting anybody, without running this past anybody else in their own orbit, they go ahead and they make some sort of commitment. They take all their money out of the bank or they sign over their life savings, and it's really awful. And before we get into the exact examples of what happens, the one thing that everybody should know, Nan, is if somebody calls you on the phone and they're trying to get money out of you, and if part of their pitch when they're talking to you about doing this is that you have to keep it a secret and not tell anyone, then, boy, that's where a red flag should go up in your brain and say, uh-oh, why don't they want me to talk to anyone else about this? Because chances are, if you picked up the phone and called Nan, or you talked to your neighbor, or you talked to somebody in your family, they would sniff this out straight away and say, sounds like a scam to me, you better not do it.
Right. And, you know, Mark, there are just so many ways that people are tricked, because when people are not out and active in society all the time, as they get older, they're at home more and so forth, or perhaps, as happened to a client of mine, his wife was confined in a nursing home, and he was very, very worried about her and her care being good and being attentive to her and so forth. And when he heard from someone on the phone that she had run up some credit card bills and they needed to be taken care of, he fell for that because she wasn't able to communicate with him. So he thought, well, maybe that actually happened. And since her condition was such that her memory and so forth were impaired, he thought, well, maybe she did do that. I mean, he didn't say maybe. He said, my gosh, I didn't know she did this.
Right.
So they said, well, you know, we can get this settled, and here's what you need to do. And he went ahead and did it. He wired money to the place that they told him to, and they had some phony name for it. But he wired the money because he felt as though, oh my gosh, she would have never done this had she been in her right mind. But she is no longer in her right mind, and she just made foolish choices. But there's some interesting things that are mentioned in here that kind of make all of this work. If I'm not mistaken, he did hear some transcript of his wife agreeing to some charges. So one of the things that happens on these calls is they will ask questions for which you have a yes or no answer.
Mm-hmm.
So their goal is to get a voice print of you saying yes. So if they say, can you hear me? And you say yes, then they have a voice print of that, and then they can charge to your credit card using your yes name, your yes, agreement is what I want to say. So what the understanding is that everyone has to have is that legitimate people will not call you and ask for this information. Take something simple like Macy's. Macy's will tell you, we will not call you about any information at all. We will not call you when you have placed an order. So don't fall for that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give someone your information, or they call and somehow or other they're aware that you made a charge and you ordered something from Macy's. And through hacking, which we don't understand anywhere near enough to solve the problem, through hacking they understand this and they say, when you entered your credit card number, you entered it incorrectly. Would you repeat it to me so we can process your order?
Oh,
there you go.
Boy.
They've got your Macy's number.
Yep.
So the rule that people have to embrace is if someone calls you on the phone and asks for any personal information, like your social security number, a bank account number, or a credit card number, don't give it.
Exactly.
Don't give it. Nobody who legitimately has use for that information in a legitimate way will ask you to say things like that on the phone.
And Nan, everybody has cell phones nowadays. Oftentimes your cell phone will ring. It's a number you don't recognize, but it may be a number from the area code that your phone is in, and which may be the same area code that you live in. And so you think, oh, this is a local call and I'll take this. Well, it turns out it's not a local call. all, it's a spoofed number because there are actually software programs that you can buy online that allow you to make a telephone call. And with your phone, you install this software on your phone, Nan, and then you can go in and make your telephone number, whatever your legitimate number is, not show up. But what will show up is another phone number to the person on the receiving end, making it seem like it's a legitimate number. So
let me tell you something, Mark.
Yes.
This will really scare you and everybody who's listening. I can make a call from anywhere in the United States on any phone at all and make it look like it has come from my office.
Correct.
And that is a legitimate tool that is available to me through my phone provider. I can actually do that. So what we're notifying our people about is when we call you on the phone, we need to have what we call two-part authentication. We are going to require that clients have certain information that they ask us, that they test to be sure it's us, because how do we know who can get this information?
Mm-hmm.
And this comes back to, it won't happen to me.
But it does.
So I will tell you, this is one of the reasons why we're using much more video communication with our clients. We're using Zoom, and we're using FaceTime and things like that, so that you can look us in the eye when you're talking to us.
Right.
Okay? And I think that's going to have to be the way of the future, because people need to be able to communicate with us via telephone and or via communication other than face-to-face, and that's where it's going to be going. So it's really, really important that people pay attention to this. And the one other thing I want to mention as part of this is computer tech. Many of our seniors need help with their computers. They just simply need help. They get help from their kids and their grandkids, but sometimes something goes wrong and you get a computer pop-up screen that says Microsoft needs to talk to you. Microsoft says your PC is infected, and Microsoft wants everyone to know for sure they will never call you to inform you that they have detected a virus. That is not them. So you don't want to give control of your computer to a third party that calls you out of the blue. And I have almost been caught in that trap in the past.
Right.
Caught in the trap.
And if you do have something like that pop up on your screen, don't call the number. Don't take the call. The best thing to do is to call a tech company that specializes in removing spyware and malware from your computer. Now, the Alvarez Technology Group is one of our advertisers, and that's what Luis Alvarez and his team work on. Primarily, their business is about what's called network security, making sure that their clients' machines, whether they're personal, you know, just individuals or businesses, that those machines are, and networks are protected from this type of malware. So, yeah, the best thing to do is you have something come up on your computer and it looks like they want you to call and give information. First things first is call a legitimate company like Alvarez.
Exactly. Yep. No question. So you need to be on the alert. And that is the United States Senate Special Committee for Aging for Avoiding Scams. They have a couple of things to keep in mind. And one of them is con artists will force you to make a decision fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They'll ask you a yes or no question. Also, con artists can disguise their real numbers using fake caller IDs. They can sometimes pretend to be the government. The caller ID may say it's coming from the government or the IRS. Also, con artists try to get you to provide them with personal information, like your social security number or your account numbers. So beware. Before you give out your credit card number or money, ask a friend or a family member about it. Even when you're making the call, okay, you want to be sure of that. And the other thing is, and this one is becoming really big now, offers of free travel. That seems to be the IRS is going to freeze your social security number, seems to be dying down, and offers of free travel are ramping up. So we want to be sure that, you know, our mission is, and we do a cybersecurity program with people, we want to help you reach your financial goals and not lose the money that you've worked so hard to earn and save through fraud.
And Nan, one of the things with these spoof calls that come in, and I must get at least two of these a day, where it's just the that these guys have sophisticated dialing programs that dial every possible phone number in a prefix, right? Because they figure they're going to get somebody to fall for their scam. But my phone will ring. I answer the phone and I hear on the other end, there's a slight pause and then a woman, and it's a pre-recorded voice, and they're pretty good because they try and sound like they're live. And she said, "Hi, this is Tracy on a secured line."
Yeah.
And I hear that and I hit the dump button, you know, the hang up button. And then the next thing you can do is whatever type of cell phone you're using, you go to your recent calls. That's the last call you got. You highlight that and then put it on your blocked numbers list so they can't use that, so that no call can come from that number again.
Right.
And you just have to do this, and I must have a list of a couple of hundred blocked numbers in my phone now. But I know, I still get the calls because they use different numbers, but I know that I'm never going to get a call from that number again.
Right, right.
You know? So that's something you got to do. The other thing you have to watch out is on your social media, because there's a lot of old folks that are on Facebook. And if you're using the messaging app where you can talk with people privately, you might get a video message or a message that says, "Hey, Nan, I can't believe what you're doing in this video." And then what they want you to do is to click on this video. And when you do that, it actually launches spyware or ransomware into your computer that is going to infect every area of your computer. And it's going to harvest all of your private information and send it to the people at the other end. And so when you get something from someone and it says, "Hey, check out this video. I can't believe what you're doing in it," delete that. Do not open it.
Well, I think the most important thing here that we want people to understand, especially our seniors, is that people who legitimately provide help to you are not going to call you on the phone and ask you for this kind of information.
That is correct.
Know who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Have a relationship with them. Understand what they sound like. It's really important for us that we communicate with people and have them recognize our voice. We recognize their voice. We have had people call saying they're someone that they're not. They say that they're the mother. And sometimes it's for a legitimate purpose. They really do need to get some help for their mom or whatever. We need to talk to her. You're not her. We have to guard her privacy because we have no idea what's happening. So again, be sure that your relationships are solid with people as far as how will they communicate with you. That's an important thing to ask. If you're dealing with someone new, ask them, "How do you intend to communicate with me?" We ask that of people. How do you want to communicate with us? Do you want to receive emails? Do you want to receive phone calls? Do you want U.S. mail? Tell us what you want. And when somebody goes way out of bounds on that, it's like, well, something's going on here. This is not who I think it is. So that's why we're so cautious about this, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Nan, we went a little bit long today, but it was a really, really important topic. So I'm glad that we were able to take the time to get into this with folks. And so, folks, if you have more questions about this, maybe you want to see the list of the top 9 elder frauds, give Nan a call at her office, 831-656-0236. Online, lesnickcompany.com. Nan at lesnickcompany.com is her email address. Nan, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you, Mark.